Uzbekistan campaigns against evangelical believers. The president of the Chinese House Church Alliance is detained, and an audio ministry is spreading out to the hills of Sudan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The tide of persecution against Christians is rising in Uzbekistan to levels unseen in recent history. Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakhuba says the state launched anti-Christian television programs,
describing Christians as terrorists supported by Western terrorist organizations, that pastors are there just to make money, and that's why they do all this evangelistic and outreach programs.
Rakhuba says several pastors have been arrested and charged with the promotion of terrorism. Despite the oppression, the church is growing, and the Russian Ministry's Next Generation Church Leader Training Schools Without Walls program continues.
We have over 80 young potential Christian leaders. It's not going slower. The only concern is that those young people and the leaders will be wise and prudent enough and have enough resources to continue.
Pray believers will be bold in their witness, strong in their faith, and wise in their planning. Next, although India claims to have a constitutional commitment to secularism, there's a definite bent against Christians. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their partners are experiencing a lot of hostility and little protection. He describes what happened to one church planter living in extreme northern India.
One of them, a converted Muslim, was attacked by a local Muslim priest. The family forcibly separated the married couple, and then subsequently our church planter was poisoned and died.
Stravers urges prayer for their church planters to stay committed because this situation isn't likely to change anytime soon.
Persecution against our workers that we're supporting and training seems to have been increasing quite dramatically in many different parts of the country. We think this is because of the good response of the gospel. So it's almost like Satan's forces are getting worried.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The president of the Chinese House Church Alliance now faces eviction by his landlord after spending 31 hours in detention. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports police detained him and his interpreter on June 17th while they were on their way to meet with a senior European Union official. They released him the following day, but they're pressuring landlords not to lease to him. Pray that the government will not be able to stamp out the gospel before the Olympics begin. Meanwhile, earthquake recovery in China is only just beginning as SIM International shifts its focus from basic relief to long-term rebuilding. It plans to work with local believers and officials to rebuild villages through agriculture, microloans, children's activities, and school and hospital equipment. SIM is also training local Christians in trauma counseling. Pray that the earthquake survivors will turn to the gospel as they process their grief and face the task of rebuilding their infrastructure. And Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they're one step closer to reaching out to the Tira of Sudan. They already have some scripture portions and indigenous music available on the hand crank tape player. However, they're looking at putting more books of the Bible and music on a smaller unit.
We are going to be assisting the group in Sudan to putting their scriptures and songs on the new MegaVoice digital players. And we think that these will have an even greater impact because they're going to be able to go into more sensitive locations.
While it's exciting to see this project continue to grow, Dudenhofer says they're encountering some resistance from the government. It's becoming increasingly difficult for their support staff to obtain visas. He's urging prayer.
We need to pray for God's protection on both the people who are working on recordings and so on, and the national believers who are doing the work. They have to be the ones who are out front.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope that will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.